Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Sienna. What can I assist you with today?
Well, I have a charge on my credit card that I didn't make to this phone number for $59.89.
Okay, can I start off by getting your zip code?
I'm sorry, what?
Can I start off by getting your zip code?
97391.
Okay, and who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
My name is Virginia Tardywither.
Okay, can you verify that shipping address, please?
10685 Yaquina Bay Road, Toledo, Oregon.
Thank you. Give me one second, ma'am. Okay, do you remember on April 21st signing up to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner?
I didn't ever buy anything from you. I don't own a vacuum cleaner I have a built-in vacuum cleaner system at my house.
Okay, so to explain this account, on April 21st, you entered a contest entry to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner or a survey. And before you paid that $1 to $5 for shipping or completed that survey, it'll say that you'll be enrolling in Bites Hub, which is a meal planning app with recipe guides on there, on a monthly subscription.
No, I'm sorry. It does none of that makes any sense. I don't. These charges have been showing up on my card for a while, and there's no reason I would do the survey, and I don't need a vacuum cleaner.
Yes,
and I wouldn't pay $59 a month for a vacuum cleaner for how many months now? It doesn't make, none of it makes any sense.
Yes, ma'am. So, yeah, the charges were for Bites Hub, which is that app. But I do have your account canceled, and I also have a cancellation number ready for you.
Okay.
Okay. That number is C as in Charlie, 920-873-185.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem.
Well, bye.
Thanks for calling customer service. Bye-bye.
You bet.